The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Winter Dog and Pips.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm here. I'm live. Kicking.
Yeah, we'll do it live. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
I didn't spend all day yesterday writing a show. What are you talking about?
Wow. You put more effort into this shit than I do, bud.
Yeah, it was about 4 hours. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Plenty of time to mow.
I know. Somebody's got to buy stuff for his mower so he can. So somebody's waiting on payday to get a belt. Yeah.
Yeah.
The joys. All right. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about the Pope, Mongo, Virginia Guffrey, WrestleMania fallout, Trump, Israel, Ukraine, all that nonsense. Top 10 list this week. Albums you can listen all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Lots you could do here. A lot of ways this can go. There are no bad picks, I will say right out the gate. You like what you like. So, all right, you ready to get into this?
Absolutely. Let's go.
All right. TV news this week. CBS is giving us a spinoff of their FBI franchise. This one will be CIA. It looks like Tom Ellis, you remember him from Lucifer, is going to be the star of this one. Looks like it will come out later this year. So, there you go.
Tom Ellis?
Mm-hmm.
He was Lucifer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Decent actor, so we'll see. If you remember back in the good old days of when USA Network used to run shows, there used to be a show called Royal Pains about a doctor kind of, they would do high-end clients at their homes. Well, yes. NBC is rebooting that. So,
oh, God, why?
I don't know. Mark Fuhrensteinberg is going to come back to the show. So.
Oh, they.
Oy, the highest. This next one I'm kind of interested in. Bill Hader. Of course, most people probably know him from Saturday Night Live, but he's done... he did the show Barry, which is really good. He's going to co-write and potentially star in a series for HBO about Jonestown. Please, God, if there was ever... a chance at viral marketing, Kool-Aid needs to get in on this.
Oh, for real.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you got the black market already, but boy, you gotta drive it home to those white people, man.
Yep.
Get it before you gotta get rid of all that dye.
There you go. Oh yeah. Everybody dead. So. that's the perfect oh yeah. Looks around. Oh no.
Body is slumping.
They just slowly backs away.
Kids crying. Oh, yeah.
If you like the Stranger Things universe, we officially have the title for the animated. I guess it's called Stranger Things Tales from 85. So this will be an animated series. Netflix, obviously. Should be out later this year. I don't know if it will be before or after the last season of normal Stranger Things. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Oh, ESPN. They have a guy there named Shannon Sharp. He's a former player, he talks a lot. He's like a roided up Stephen A. Smith. Well, he allegedly sexually assaulted an OnlyFans whore. But she has everything recorded as well as phone calls between them where he threatens to choke her, saying it will make the news as a big black man chokes a small white woman. So ESPN, of course, is keeping him employed. So,
well, yeah. The only people that get away from with that shit are black people.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's nice.
Now we got to talk about go ahead.
No, I'm done. I can't get it too far.
Oh, no, now it gets worse. Now it gets worse.
Okay.
Star Wars has their first official rape scene, kids. Apparently, in the new season of Andor, this happens, and of course, it takes place against quote unquote illegals. So,
I was hyped about this new season of Andor. That's the one show I was kind of waiting on.
People say it's great, and then this came out, and I'm like, "That you're shoehorning, I'm done."
I loved Andor. The first season, It was good. I was like, wow, this isn't bad. And everybody's like, well, it's kind of slow. And it kind of was. But it...
There was a lot of world setting.
Yeah. Because
it wasn't your normal Star Wars, you know, pew-pew lightsaber type show.
Right. So the evil empire trumps America, trumps fucking foot soldiers are raping the...
Illegals. Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha.
Boy, Kathleen Kennedy just put gas on the dumpster fire that is Star Wars before she leaves.
Honestly, I would love to be able to get rid of Disney Plus. I'm tired of paying for it. I'm tired of their fucking propaganda leftist commie bullshit. I'm tired of it. I just want to watch goddamn Star Wars.
The old ones, yeah.
Of course, you know, Jabba.
Yeah.
God knows what he did to Princess Leia.
Yeah, but they left it open. They didn't. Here's explicit of, you know, blah, 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 blah. Type.
Good. Did he bust all over her face?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad she got raped.
Well, there's that. Boy, I mean, somebody sound clip that.
I don't know what you want. I guess I'm going to watch it now because I want to see her get fucking one of the goddamn stormtroopers fucking dry dock it right in her ass. Does it show that?
At this point, who knows?
God, I hope she sucks him off.
Well, you're just giving Tony a ton of drop. There
just,
you go.
I just want it. I won at this point. I'm going to be mad if they don't show it.
But yeah, so now Star Wars has officially gone there.
Good, she deserved it.
Still leaves the Star Trek, but they already diversified that, so there you go. All right, let's get to some movie news this week. We have casting for Greta Gerwig's Narnia movie, which apparently Aslan's going to be a female, and that's already bullshit. Apparently, Meryl Streep. But Emma Mackey has been cast as the White Witch. So, hey, is that a nice Christian story? I'm going to piss all over it. All right, there you go.
Well, it's a Jew who's doing it, right?
Yes.
Oy vey.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, there's that.
We have an update to the Warner Brothers Superman lawsuit. Warner Brothers Discovery and DC will not, as of now, have to face a lawsuit over the rights to Superman that looked to block the release of the film in several countries ahead of its July release. A district court judge on Thursday dismissed the lawsuit from the estate of Joseph Schuster, the co-creator of Superman, finding that he doesn't have authority over the case since the copyright infringement claims were brought under the laws of foreign countries. On Friday, they refiled the lawsuit in New York State Court. So it is ongoing, but Warner Brothers did get a win. So this will just come down to money. I'm sure of it.
As money, 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 money,
money, money, money.
And people that don't work on Saturdays.
Yes. There you go. Vince, there is a video game called Split Fiction. Yes? Question mark?
Sure.
Okay. Well, it's getting turned into a movie. The script is being written by Deadpool and Wolverine screenwriters Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick. They say it blends fantasy and science fiction, following a pair of authors, Mio and Zoe, who become trapped in the worlds they wrote. Sydney Sweeney will star as one of the writers. So, Boobs McGee getting work.
Yay?
I don't know. I don't know anything about this game, so
I don't care.
Yeah, but she's getting work, so good for her. Amazon MGM, March 5th, 2027. Michael B. Jordan's reimagining of the Thomas Crown Affair. Will also be in IMAX, so... Yeah. Instead of high-end art pieces, it's a Cricket wireless store. I can already see it.
Yeah. Right.
Right next to the check cashing and liquor store. Yeah.
Pawn store.
Sponsored by Tyrone's Fried Chicken Liquor and Check Cashing Emporium. Right. Yeah. Cheap.
We got to get the fucking Nikes.
Yeah. That's, yeah. There's a Nike outlet somewhere nearby. Yeah. Last thing for movie news, the first look came out this week of the new Predator movie. Good to see Michelle Obama, Big Mike, getting some work after being in the White House, because that's what the new Predator looks like. And apparently it is in the same universe as Independence Day, because somebody, the skull. There's a skull up on the Predator wall, and it's of one of the aliens from Independence Day. So... going to tie those all together.
It is a Fox franchise, so.
Yeah. I guess so. What the hell? Screw it.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
That's right. All right, let's get to some comic book news, and let's keep the Predator news going, because Marvel has announced a new miniseries, Predator Kills the Marvel Universe. How? I don't know, because Sentry looks at him and, well, the book's over because he insta wipes the Predator, but it's, movie tie-ins and everything. So Marvel Comics this week released a new teaser for Giant Size X-Men number 1. We're getting a new mutant. We'll be introduced in a backup story by Al Ewing, who's writing, and Sarah Pacelli on art. The never-before-seen mutant who was invited to join the X-Men. So there you go. We're getting another new mutant. Yay. There's already thousands, so.
Don't care.
Nope. Amazing Comics, a small little publishing company, I guess, has announced Undiscovered, a new line of comics co-created. Now, they did get a big name to do co-creation on this. They got former Marvel editor Joe Quesada. Each title reimagines a specific Shakespeare play through a bold new genre and setting. So, you're getting updated Shakespeare by Joe Quesada. So, we'll see. That might, if you're interested in that, that's probably something you're going to have your local shop order. Because being such a small company... probably won't just normally carry it. So, and last thing, Vince, we have a Neil Gaiman update. Former DC writer Neil Gaiman is now suing his rape accuser for $500,000, saying she violated the non-disclosure agreement that she had signed.
Oh my.
So
she got paid.
Well, I don't know if she got paid, but she signed an NDA. And then when all the allegations and the criminal charges came out, he's saying, hey, you violated the NDA. You owe me $500,000. Not, hey, I didn't do it. Hey, you went against the thing. So.
Yeah, but ultimately she cashed the check.
Somehow. Somewhere, possibly. But.
Yeah, I mean, he dicked her. She got paid. She shut up.
But this
until the end. So, well, I mean,
the charges, I believe, are trafficking charges. So this is a federal case. This is a whole, it's not a her word, his word thing. It's, they both admit something happened and apparently went across state lines, and now you're into trafficking. So, and his ex-wife is in on the charges, and yeah, it's a huge mess. So, and that's why no company is have him writing for him now. So there you go.
I don't know. I'm not trying to defend him, but goddamn, you cash the check. You know what I mean?
It's right. Not
like it. Oh, you're gonna pay me? Okay.
Yeah. Your recommendations for comics that came out this week: Absolute Wonder Woman issue 7, G.I. Joe 6. Green Lantern Dark number 4, Metamorpho, The Element Man, issue 5, New Champions 4, Marvel's One World Under Doom, issue 3, Solomon Kane, The Serpent Ring, issue 2, He-Man, Ninja Turtles, Turtles of Grayskull, issue 4, and a book you might want to pick up, it's a Spawn number 1, it's Medieval Spawn. So issue number 1 came out this week, so there you go. All right, let's get into some wrestling news because, oh boy, there was a lot of Fallout WrestleMania stuff. So let's get into this. And horrible news for Mexican wrestling fans, WWE bought AAA, the biggest Mexican wrestling promotion. Arena Mexico building anniversary video ended with the message that as long as Arena Mexico exists, Lucha Libre will never die. Lucha Blog, who covers all the news, is reporting that the second biggest company in Mexico, CMLL, are now running 100% Mexican slogan on their event posters.
Sure.
People in charge of AAA have said that everyone on the roster needs to start learning English and work in more of an American style. And not all of them will have jobs. Jeremy Borash, formerly of TNA, and he's worked in WWE for years now, is reportedly being added to the AAA creative team. Conan, who was head booker, will remain in some form, but whether he will still be head of creative is unclear. So that's apparently AAA said they couldn't, due to soccer and sponsorships, they did not have, they were running out of money, and that's why they sold. So apparently all the big sponsors went, you know, put their money towards soccer, which has obviously more eyes on it.
Right.
And so AAA sold out or got bought. So there's your NXT Mexico, kids, AAA. So that's not good. I don't like WWE buying all the little companies because it's like the 80s all over again. When McMahon bought all the territories. So, Ring of Honor announced Death Before Dishonor will take place September 5th from the ECW Arena in Philadelphia. And as soon as it was announced, it instantly sold out. So there you go. Getting a pay-per-view at the old ECW Arena. So that's good. John Cena said in an interview this week that he got hair transplant surgery after being bullied by the fans.
Who?
The Cena guy.
That's what I thought you said. Why, he's being bullied?
He was bald and he got hair transplant surgery. He had a giant bald spot in the back of his head.
Yeah, but I don't understand.
He got bullied from the fans.
Nobody was doing that.
Right.
All right. Just say he wanted it.
Yeah.
God damn. Fucking people and money.
Well, let's talk about all this WrestleMania main event fallout. Apparently, it was universally hated. The Rock no-showed. Travis Scott did show up. The Rock went on Pat McAfee's show after and said there were no plans for him to attend, that the Cena heel turn was supposed to be Cody, but they went in a different direction, and that he was only brought into that event where that happened because ticket sales for that event were slow. And that he had no creative input in WrestleMania. Keep that in mind. That's what he said on Pat McAfee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Shining Wizard's buddy Dave LaGreca, host of Busted Open, went on a rant about how horrible the WrestleMania main event was. And The Rock replied to him, saying, quote, "Hi, Dave. The business is a complete work. Always has been, always will be. Please join me, Cody, Cena, Brian, and the rest of our creative discussions so you can expand your perspective. Until then, stop ranting. It's not healthy, my friend. Enjoy the show." So Rock went on Pat McAfee, said he had no creative input, but then invited Dave LaGreca to sit in on him and the rest of the people's creative discussions. So which is it? Do you have no creative input or do you have creative input? You've lied. One of the ways you're lying. So yeah, everybody hated WrestleMania main event. In leaked footage from the WrestleMania roast, apparently Triple H said if you didn't enjoy WrestleMania weekend, you could fuck off. So yeah. Welcome to the new era of corporate, super corporate WWE.
Well, yeah, I mean, they got it. They're trying to get their fucking talent back from Hollywood, so they got to act like it.
WWE is a TV show that has wrestlers. It is not a wrestling show. That's just what it is now.
Look, it's choreographed. They know who's going to win at the end.
Well, yeah,
all the shit in between is just, even the AEW
show, everything is predetermined, obviously.
Right.
But it's less soap opera.
I think,
you know, people want to actually see wrestling in the ring. That's, if I wanted to watch shitty soap operas, I'd, you know, turn on Netflix.
I think the issue with me, though, is that people wax philosophical about this shit.
Yeah.
When there's nothing to fucking talk about. This is what happened.
Yep.
If you really want to get me, talk about the bullshit behind the scenes.
Right. And WWE is putting out a new Netflix series that is all backstage. You get to go into the writer's room. And as a wrestling fan, I don't want to know all that, really. I just want to watch the show and the athletics and the storytelling in the ring. I don't need to know, well, here's Triple H laying out, you know, everything for 2025. I don't give a shit.
I mean, there's still people supporting WWE.
Yeah.
After all the shit that fucking McMahon has done.
And people there in charge of WWE right now knew what he was doing and covered it up.
Right. So, I don't know. I know we're on a wrestling network for all intents and purposes, but some of that shit kind of bothers me.
Well, yeah, he was pooping on people.
He's fucking pooping on people. Everybody's literally pooping.
Yeah.
And you want to fucking talk about the show. Well, he did this and they did this. And it was
Triple H is doing happened. Such a great job. Triple H knew what was going on because that's his father-in-law.
Yeah. Yeah. He was covering it up.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Rock, go fuck yourself. How about
Rock knew about it too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How about you all go fuck yourselves?
There is a possible lawsuit coming out of WrestleMania about where Stone Cold ran his four-wheeler into the barricade and knocked over a woman. So that could possibly go to lawsuit, but nothing new as of a couple days ago. So it looks like WWE is wanting to bring WrestleMania back to Las Vegas within the next 3 to 5 years. That's a mistake. Coming off of WrestleMania, Rusev is back, Becky Lynch is back, Aleister Black is back, and Fraxium from NXT have been called up to SmackDown. So there you go. Some sad news this week. Former NFL Hall of Famer and Four Horsemen member, that's still weird to say, Steve Mongo McMichael passed away this week from complications from Lou Gehrig's disease. That's sad, but that is a point for, I believe, Tony.
That's awful, but
Tony got a point. And last thing I have for wrestling news this week, NWA Women's World Champion Kenzie Page will defend the title against Natalya from the WWE at the Crockett Cup on May 17th. So there you go. All right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, anything in the world of video games this week?
Do you like Dying Light 2?
Never played it. Don't know what it is.
That's awesome. Good. Techland promises it won't abandon Dying Light 2 now that Dying Light the Beast is coming out.
Well, that's good.
For at least a year. Or 6 months. I added that last part.
Okay.
Former Blizzard boss isn't a fan of Oblivion Remastered. They released Oblivion this week.
You could be type 1 or type 2.
Yeah.
Male or female.
Nexus Mods got rid of all the mods that, you know, said male and female, and then they reversed that and was like, well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, dick or pussy.
It's really simple.
It's really, yeah.
Innie or outie.
I don't know. This is what the former Blizzard boss had to say. I'm skeptical about 20-year-old remasters. What was once fantastic, now remastered, will never hold up against modern masterpieces like Elden Ring. The bar has simply moved from safe open world RPGs to what Elden Ring brought us all. I would love to be proven wrong, but I'm not, and he's correct.
Yeah.
There's something about going back to those old games the way they were, and remembering them. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes me sad.
Yep.
Marvel Rivals leak. Amaranth, White Fox, and the Hive.
Yep. He's the big bad Hydra guy.
Yeah. That's what you're getting, bud.
And Forge. Ooh. From X-Men.
Ooh, Forge?
Yes.
Shit, I might start playing again.
Are also joining, we know we're getting Blade. Ultron comes at the mid-season update. So nice. That's what we know so far.
Ghost of Yote comes to PlayStation 5 on October 2nd. I probably butchered that, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Almost 25 years later, Breath of Fire 4 port back on PC via Good Old Games Dream List.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's all I got. Really, it's kind of short. Casey Jones, Bebop Rocksteady, our skins in
Krang.
Fortnite. Krang. Yep.
Krang Android.
Yeah.
The next Fortnite season will only be, I believe it's 5 or 6 weeks.
And then it goes right in the new chapter? Or?
I believe it's OG.
OG 2?
I think it's OG 2.
Oh, shit.
Which means something, something, car off the top of a mountain, something, something, shopping cart.
Oh, yeah.
But there is rumor lightsaber pickaxes. That has not been confirmed. Probably will not be confirmed. The Darth Jar Jar is not in the battle pass, allegedly. It is Wookiee team leader, some normal skin, Palpatine, and... General Grievous.
Do we get to rape brown girls?
Probably.
Sweet.
But you can only do it as Peely.
Oh, man. He's going to dress up with the fucking helmet and everything?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a banana, for Christ's sake.
Oh, my God. A banana fucking stormtrooper.
Yeah, I mean, probably you know. Don't. Yeah, it fits in with everything else, but he's got to wear, you know, the Nikes.
Mm-hmm. That's why you can get away with it.
Yeah.
He can still keep his job.
Yep. How do we still have a show?
I have no idea.
All right.
I have no idea. But all the worst part is people are listening to me and like,
it's weird.
That sounds about right.
All right. Music news this week. There's only one thing, and boy, is it a thing. Kanye came out this week, said he's white, and that as a kid, he was sucking off his cousin until he was 14.
Sure.
So, you know, typical Kanye week. That's... Yep.
I got nothing, man.
Nope. I'm good.
I've got nothing.
There's really nothing I can add to that. So thank you for doing the work for me, Kanye.
Yeah.
All right. So that was it for music news. It's time for Song of the Week. We'll plug our friends. And when we come back, we'll be time for a very interesting top 10 of albums, our favorite albums that we can listen to all the way through.
To the town of our free, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24. And the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona Ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at the Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday nights on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. All right. Time for our top 10 list this week. Our favorite albums that we can listen to all the way through. This is, of course, listener picked.
Yeah.
Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Uh-huh.
All right, Vince, there's a whole lot. There's many, many. It was hard to narrow it down to 10.
Yeah, and then put it in a fucking top 10. It's not even a top 10. It's just a list of fucking songs or albums.
Right. But start us off with what you have at 10.
Phil Collins, No Jacket Required.
Yep, that's a great pick. Like I said, there's really no wrong picks in any of these, so... my number 10, The Glitch Mob, Drink the Sea. I can just put that on and just kind of chill out for a while. So,
sure.
That's a good one. All right. Number 9.
The Eagles, Hotel California.
Ooh, you have an Eagles one on here. I am surprised.
Fucking Eagles, man.
I am surprised by that pick.
I know. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. My number 9. Yes, this you could probably count this as cheating, but I don't care. Vince said it's okay. Journey, Greatest Hits. Steve Perry. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
So, I could have went Greatest Hits for 1 through 10, but I didn't.
Yeah, I took the high road. We're good.
Yeah. All right, number 8.
The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Really?
Yeah, it was a whole fucking album. That's a good album.
It is a good album. That I'm coming from you, I'm surprised by that, but
it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. My number 8, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Texas Flood.
Holy fuck.
There you go. Just put it on and hang out. We're That's all you now. Need to do. So. All right, number 7.
Led Zeppelin 4.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good pick. I like that one.
Yeah.
I'll go completely different. Pantera, Cowboys from Hell.
Oh, I didn't have any Pantera on here. God damn it.
There's a lot that I'll be like, oh, I should have, I could have.
Vulgar Display of Power. I could just listen to that entire album too. Fuck me.
All right, number 6.
The Beach Boys, Pet Sounds.
I almost had that on there. If you're in the mood for arguably the greatest produced album of all time, it's that. I mean, because this was right when the Psychosis was really starting to hit Brian Wilson, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he was like hyper focused on all the production. So, yeah, that's fantastic record. We'll be up to 6.
Yes.
Yeah. My number 6, Chicago. Chicago 9.
Oh, shit. I fucking love Chicago.
Yep. That's just put it on and there you go. Yep. You can do the whole thing.
That's all you need.
Yeah. All right, halfway here. Number five, Vince.
Massive Attack, Blue Lines.
That's a great one. Yeah.
I love that album. Their first and probably their best.
Yeah. I'll go something completely different. For my number five, give me Brooks and Dunn, their greatest hits album.
Oh, my.
If you're in a country mood, that's how you do it. So, 90s country right there.
That's right.
All right, number four.
Faith No More, Angel Dust.
That's a really good pick.
I love Angel Dust.
My number four, Vince, you knew it was going to be on here. Hall & Oates, Private Eyes.
Oh.
Got to get that blue-eyed soul, boy. That's.
I tell you what, when they broke up.
Oh, it still hurts me. It's I like felt, my two dads.
Yeah, I felt like my two dads just got divorced. I don't. I just.
It's blonde dad and mustache dad. It hurts my heart.
It hurts. It still hurts. Like, what the fuck? This isn't supposed to be like this.
Dad and dad's supposed to be happy. What? And make good music like Temptations. Yeah. All right, number three.
Tears for Fears, Songs from the Big Chair.
Wow, this low.
I got two more. And when you hear the two, you'll understand.
Be okay. Like, oh, okay. All right. My number three, I had to pick between two for this. It's Metallica. I went with Justice over Master of Puppets. I can do either. But I'd like Justice a little better. So
you didn't go for that late 90s bullshit?
I could have went Black Album.
No, that's early 90s.
Yeah, talk about
the
true.
One with Fuel.
Oh, Load and Reload.
Yeah, fucking I hate those.
Yeah, I mean, that was college era, really, but they're not bad. It was just such a shock because, like, that's not Metallica, you know.
What a shame.
But Justice had Cliff, so right. Yay, Cliff. Should have been. Cliff should've and Lars Cliff. Should have switched bunks. I'm just saying.
Should have been Lars.
I've said that for 40 years now.
I know. But.
All right, number two.
Jeff Buckley, Grace.
Okay, I see. All right, I see what you're doing. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Oh, Grace is the greatest album ever made.
It's up there.
It's pretty good. And nobody knows.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't like it.
My number two. Probably my favorite album of the last 20 years. Hot Water Music's Exister. I just put it on Rock Out. That's favorite record. I need to go see them live. But they never come to near my area. Which is weird because I'm right beside Nashville.
Nobody comes around here anymore.
Up there? Yeah. Well, down here is a little different because Nashville being right there, it's obviously country music. So when it comes to like things not country, it's hard to get them into Nashville. But
yeah, but well, look at Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne used to be a pretty big metal scene.
Yep.
And they don't even come to Indiana now.
Yeah.
They go from Cleveland.
They hit Chicago.
To fucking Chicago.
Yeah. Evansville gets some occasionally. But it's still rare. But
they just skip Indiana now for whatever.
Well, you remember the old X-103 thing, remember? No Indianapolis date.
Yeah.
For every major touring artist. All right, Vince, I got to hear this number one.
Bad Motor Finger.
Ah.
Soundgarden.
Yeah, I was waiting for a Soundgarden. I didn't know if you were going to go that or Super Unknown.
Super Unknown is good. Now, I could listen to the whole fucking Super Unknown album. But Bad Motor Finger's got that edge to it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you've already said my number one.
Oh, yeah. Tears for Fears.
Yep. Songs from the Big Chair. Come on now. I need to go see them live before I die. So.
Yeah. Songs from the Big Chair. And The Hurting's pretty good.
Yeah.
But Songs from the Big Chairs. Yeah.
Probably the best record of the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get into some listener picks because, boy, we had a lot of this week, and I'm very happy with this. So let's get into this. JP said Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory. Great album.
Probably their best.
I'm not too sure about their new lead singer because big Scientologist. So don't know what's going on there with Linkin Park, but Brad, he's got some ones on here we could have put. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here, Beatles' White Album, Radiohead's OK Computer. Imagine that, Brad picked Radiohead.
Yeah, shit.
Misfits, Famous Monsters, Misfits, American Psycho, Bush, 16 Stone, Muse, Black Holes and Revelations. That's a great album, by the way. Billy Joel's An Innocent Man, and Weezer's Blue Album.
Yeah.
With the bonus track, Please Don't Shoot My Wife.
He wasn't playing bass for them at that point.
Oh, no, he wasn't, was he?
No, he was not. No.
All right, bonus track added later. So there you go. All right, Tony's picks. Digital Underground, Sex Packets.
Oh, that's such a good album. Holy crap.
Tribe Called Quest, Low End Theory. That's a good pick. Tribe Called Quest, I always put up there with like Outkast. We're like, okay, yeah, it's rap, but it's so different. That makes sense?
I mean, Outkast is pretty good.
Yeah.
But
I could have put Aquemini on my, to be honest, with my
like
list.
I feel like Tribe Called Quest takes it a little bit more serious.
Yes, they're more jazzy, more thoughtful. I'll go with that. So his next one here is a Crotch Duster, Big Fat Box of Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Metallica's Black Album, Mr. Bungle, self-titled.
No.
That he has it on there.
I can't believe it.
Culture Club, Color by Numbers.
Is that the one with Time on it?
I think it is. One that I easily could have made my list. Honorable mentions this week could have went on for about 3 more hours. Guns N' Roses, Appetite. Yeah. WWF, The Wrestling Album. Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil. And FNM, The Real Thing. So,
yeah.
Those are good albums. I can't fault any of those. So you like what you like. Snow Events.
Oh, shit.
He had a different take. His is instrumental orchestral albums from movies. So he picked The Thing, Surprisia, Star Wars, and Jaws. I really like that take on the list.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Because those you're supposed to listen to them all the way through because it tells the whole story of the movie type of thing. Snowy, I don't know if you're listening, but thank you for that. That's cool. I like that a lot. So, could have just put everything by John Williams, to be honest with you. So, all right, let's get to Matt's picks here. Finish off our listener picks this week. Paul Simon's Graceland, Misfits' Famous Monsters, Guns N' Roses' Appetite, Metallica, Master of Puppets, there it is, The Refreshments with Fizzy Fuzzy Big and Buzzy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Slayer's Rain and Blood. Kerry King was at WrestleMania. I was kind of happy about that. Genesis, Invisible Touch.
Oh, yeah.
Newfound Glory, Sticks and Stones. I love that record. Chili Peppers, I'm With You. And last one here, Aqua, self-titled. So,
sure.
You like what you like. I ain't laughing at none of those. So, yeah. I like the fans getting in here and the listeners and, you know, giving us things. I like that.
With the stuff.
Thank you, everybody, for your picks. There's not a bad record in all of those. So we'll have to come up with another music one for next week. So, all right, Vince, it's that time. I know it's where I take the show completely off the rails and we go to Clown World for Did You See the Stories This Week? And we are starting with I Got Deadpool Points because the poop died. Vatican announced early Monday morning he was 88. To go against what Twitter is saying, Vice President J.D. Vance did not kill the Pope. He was just the last one of the last people to meet with him.
You didn't say thank you. You didn't say thank you once?
Thank you. But if you know prophecies and all that, it's fun time. Fun time starts now, kids.
The last one.
There's, of course, the list of who the next pope could be. Boy, if they go with Cardinal Sarah, it's going to be some shit because he is strict. So they won't go
there. Fire and brimstone back.
That's what he is, even though he's a black guy from Africa. Yeah.
Why are you gay?
Damn it, I'm picking him. No, you know who I want as new pope? And we won't get him.
No, he's not.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Why are you gay?
I want Uncle Mel for pope. Hashtag. Same day they announced the poop died, Klaus Schwab has officially stepped down from a World Economic Forum, and we now know why. It was not voluntary. Well, it was a voluntary step down, but the World Economic Forum says its board has given its unanimous support for an independent investigation into allegations of misconduct by Klaus Schwab and his wife. A report was published by the Wall Street Journal citing a whistleblower alleging financial and ethical misconduct by the 87-year-old Schwab and his wife, Hilde. Newspaper reported the allegations were sent in an anonymous letter to the board last week and included claims that the Schwab family mixed their personal affairs with forum resources. Sounds like he was skimming from the top. And that's why he was allowed to voluntarily step down. So I still say carpet bomb them all, but
yeah.
So you think, okay, we got rid of the bad guy, right? Wait till you see who they replaced him with, kids. It gets worse. So the new head of the World Economic Forum is Peter Lamath. The name should sound, probably doesn't sound familiar to most people. He's the former CEO of Nestle, who famously stated in 2017 that, quote, humans have no right to access free water, end quote.
Yeah. This guy's going to be over the World Economic Forum.
Yep. New boss worse than the old boss, which you didn't think could happen. Yeah. It's like Stalin, super Stalin. All right. Yay. All right. Moving on here. A New Mexico Democrat judge, apparently harbored an illegal Trinda Aguara gang member in his home, where the illegal was arrested on February 28th. Judge Jose Joel Cano announced his resignation on March 3rd, the same day that Christian Lopez, 23, who has ties to the Venezuelan gang, appeared before a judge on charges of being an unlawful alien in possession of a firearm and ammunition. I had a stroke. I'm dead.
There's a bunch of judges like that here lately.
Yes, and they're all starting to get charged, and there's a big stink. You can't charge a judge. I'm like, well, the fuck you can. There's a quicker way, and its name is Morbark, but that's beside the point. But yeah, so all these judges are apparently harboring illegals, which I'm wondering if this New Mexico judge was getting burgered by this Venezuelan, but we'll see. But yeah.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Comet.
Yeah, no shit.
All right. But hey, how about a judge or a prosecutor not doing her job? Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says Dylan Adams will not be charged after allegedly causing $20,000 in damages while vandalizing Teslas in Minneapolis. We know he did it. He's on camera doing it. Nope, no charges.
They're not. How?
She don't have to bring charges, even though there's proof. She's the attorney. She's the prosecutor. So basically, the prosecutor said vandalizing in Minneapolis is okay. But it was on Teslas, and we hate Elon and Trump, and so that, yeah. Because Minneapolis should be bombed off the fucking map.
But there was still damage done to property.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't matter. If the prosecutor doesn't file charges, it...
So yep. There's no rule of law in Minneapolis, is that what you're saying?
Apparently.
You want to make some money?
Yes.
Yes.
It's high risk, high reward, but we can get paid.
Yeah. We have Minnesota connections.
Oh.
May talk more about this off air. Bank account needs a little boost. Little Somalia, here we come.
Oh, man, shit.
Gonna get me a Hilux. All right.
Fuck, don't tease.
I'm still
waiting on my helicopter.
Well, I want a helicopter and a Hilux. That's all. That's my H's will be complete. Speaking of prosecutors being ass backwards, let's go to Dutchland over there in the Netherlands. A Dutch father whose 15-year-old girl was raped by a Syrian illegal was arrested this week for speaking out against the attacker.
It's like they want us to do something.
Yep. This thing, oh, see, it's all those terrible white people. This brown guy raped my 15-year-old?
Or it's like this. Look, we know we have an overpopulation problem.
Yeah.
Let's bring him in and push these guys to the point to where they'll just do it for us.
Yeah.
They'll fix the problem for us.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
And I would. I need to invest in wood chippers.
The issue is that if it happens, say it happens, hypothetically, of course.
Yep.
The people in charge of bringing them in for us to take care of your problem.
The Jews?
We will go after you next.
Yeah. We're not just going to get rid of the symptoms. Oh, no, no. We're going after the cause.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't do that because you're an anti-Semite.
And about a dozen other isms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Embrace it.
That's one of those, I'm not diagnosed, but I'm pretty damn sure. You know?
Yeah, right.
Let's keep the shitty prosecutor story rolling here. A 270-pound Ohio woman brutally slammed and hit an 11-year-old in the head at a playground. Destiny Scott, and it's spelled all jacked up so you can guess the race, is heard saying now that she... the child begged her to stop. Police say she used a metal portion of the slide during the attack. She allegedly told the child's mother she hopes her daughter dies. But she was only charged with misdemeanor assault and disorderly conduct.
Where's this at?
Ohio.
Where she live?
Right?
I mean...
What? There used to be...
What's her name?
Destiny Scott, D-E-S-T-A-N-Y.
Well, hold on. Slow down. What is it?
D-E-S-T-A-N-Y. S-C-O-double-T.
All right. Sorry, you said it was all jacked up.
Yeah.
Canton.
Ah. Yeah. There used to be, many years ago, I'm talking 40s and 50s.
Oh, no, she white.
Oh, is she?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, well. It don't matter. The more bark does not discriminate.
Yeah, I don't
know. But there used to be, back in the 40s and 50s, if something like this happened in a town, the town took care of the problem.
Depending on where you are, it lasted all the way up until the 70s and 80s.
Yes. More rural, it lasted longer. But it was like a self-policing situation. We don't want that in our town. We get rid of that. Maybe, sort of, kind of, maybe you need to go back to that a little bit. Because they're attacking kids. You don't fuck with kids.
Yeah, that's...
That's about all I can say on that, because... I'm getting another notice from Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm moving on here. We're almost done, thank God. In a letter released on Tuesday to House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Pro Tem Charles Grassley, President Trump stated that he had directed the Department of Defense to deploy troops equipped for combat to the Middle East to counter Houthi attacks on American shipping. Trump noted he was following his duty to keep Congress fully informed, consistent with the War Powers Resolution. So the guy that said we're not going to go to war has got his war fingers in about four or five different places. Because you know damn well we're going to hit Iran because of Israel. Now we're in Yemen. Yeah, just... New boss, same as the old boss. Just bullshit. Israel and... Or not Israel.
because fuck them. India and Pakistan are about ready to nuke each other over apparently Kashmir, one side shot at the other, and yeah, so they're pooping in the street at each other. So,
oh, that's nice.
So yeah, so just please do it, because that's the perfect spot for a Buc-ee's.
Nuclear weapons.
Yeah, in the hands of brown people.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Vince, this one's in here just for you. Let's go over to England. Under new guidelines released by the National Institute of Health, any medical researcher will have all funds terminated if they support a boycott of Israel. Not, hey, your research that could save, you know, millions of lives or cure cancer or any of this. Not that that's bad. No, no, no. You say something bad against tiny hats, we're going to take all your money.
Because they have all the money.
Right.
Yeah.
Shekels, you say. Shekels. Yeah. All right. Two stories left here, Vince. Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Shit.
Somehow is a Supreme Court justice, but I, you know, Biden said during this week during a Supreme Court case. Now, see if you can find the hypocrisy in the statement. Are you ready?
Are you quote, ready, kids?
Quote, I'm struggling to see how it burdens a parent's religious exercise if the school teaches something the parent disagrees with. You have a choice. You don't have to send your kid to that school. End quote. See, I happen to remember a case about a cake maker telling gays that if they had, that you can go somewhere else to get your cake. That was a hate crime. But you can send your kids somewhere else if you don't want them learning about gay sex. And that goes against your religious values.
She's absolutely right. Take your kids out of school.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Take them all out. Everybody, instead of fighting with the school board and dealing with all this shit, don't send your kids to school.
Yep.
For at least a week. Maybe even more. Yeah, they're not going to school.
File a lawsuit against your local town for all the school funding that comes from your property taxes.
Yeah. Don't pay your property tax.
Which should be illegal anyway. Yeah. What do you mean I own this house and I still have to pay you for the right to own my house?
Yeah. Now,
where's your house? Because we're going to talk.
Quit bitching about how bad the school is and take your fucking kids out. Yeah. If everybody in the town does it, and maybe there's like a couple dozen that still go to school, that'll get the fucking point across real goddamn fast.
Yep. I think I said it last week. Boy, I think the Amish have it right.
Yeah.
Fuck the outside world.
Yeah. Quit arguing with them and just take your fucking kid out.
Yeah. Just starve the beast. That's it's all money and it's all indoctrination. Just get your kids out. So, all right, Vince, last story of the week, and boy, it's a whopper. Virginia Guffrey, the most prominent victim of Epstein, committed allegedly, quote unquote, suicide. This comes after she did release a statement a couple of years back saying that she was in no way going to harm herself and that her doctor and psychiatrist were aware that she was not suicidal. Her lawyer came out on Saturday and made it clear she did not commit suicide. This is, of course, this ties into Epstein and Prince Andrew. So Mike, conspiracy alleged, brain, is saying, hey, this was a royal family hired this out to the kosher CIA Mossad to take care of this one. So whatever happened to all the... Because Ghislaine's still in minimum security, right? Something like that?
I thought she was in, like, Club Fed.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But how's she convicted of sex trafficking when to who?
Well, that fucking judge was like, oh, we're not going to release the names. That would just be too detrimental. These are, like, powerful people. We can't,
right.
We can't release the names. We can't get them in.
And it's not like the attorney general under Trump right now is releasing them either. Because you know right now they are redacting the hell out of them.
Yeah, you're just going to get these fucking notes full of black, and it's going to be, the only words are going to be on there, it could be like, never going to give you up.
Yes.
never gonna let you down.
Don't blame the Jews, you anti-Semite.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Our Epstein counter is still zero. Still zero for people charged. So, I don't see that ever changing. So, all right, Vince, your final thoughts on this shit show?
Keep your stick on the ice. When the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
You can't take the high road, take the high ground. And hopefully we will be able to talk to everybody next week.
Bye.